Sure.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money. You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As mentioned, investing is a time-based way of making sure that you put your money to work for you as you work to earn more of it. Now, as I mentioned, the legendary investor Warren Buffett defined investing as a foregoing consumption now in order to have the ability to consume more at a later stage. And Floyd is on the line to talk to us on this one. We do have enough time to break this one, Floyd, I do believe. But how are you doing this evening?
I'm very well, sir. I hope you're well and your listeners too.
Fantastic. I'm doing very well. How was your day?
Busy, but productive.
Ah, busy, productive. That's good. And yeah. Thank you so much for ending your day with us. We really appreciate it. Investing 101, that is investing for beginners. Before we even get into that one, I want to share with our listeners a little bit about you for people who might not know you.
Yes, sure. I am an accountant by training, and I've worked in the world of finance and business for the last almost 20 years, working through various roles and positions in sub-Saharan Africa. But I currently work for a technology business mainly focused in the security space, where I offer services in the field of finance and strategy and those topics. So that's basically what I'm all about.
Indeed.
I think perhaps just to top it off, I'm also an Adventist, born and raised in the church, and have served as a treasurer at my local church as well. And that's over and above my career has given me some insight into the world of saving and investing and so forth, which I'm looking forward to talking about today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, as mentioned. And of course, we really appreciate your time as always, giving it to us right here on the show. When is a good time to start investing?
I think the short answer to that is the sooner we start investing, the better. I think as soon as you start earning money and making some kind of income is the best time to start.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons, and I hope we get into it in a bit more detail today, is that if you delay with your investment journey, you miss out on the benefit of time and something we call compound interest, which ultimately is the magic potion that makes your investment grow. So the sooner you start investing and as soon as you start generating income, start thinking about investing right at the start.
Should kids do the same as well? I mean, there are young people who get, money from parents, generous enough. Maybe they shouldn't be, as it were, quote-unquote, chowing all of it.
Absolutely. And I think that's a good example. I mean, even though we might not think that kids have investment goals or things that they need to be thinking about, the important thing and the reason why as parents we should be guiding our kids towards more structured savings and investments is so that they learn those principles early on in life. I think scripture says, train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he grows, he does not depart from it. And that principle is not just about Christian principles, but even on money principles as well.
Fantastic. That's a good reference there. I love it. Now, how should then a beginner, say I'm a beginner, it's my first time, and I really want to get into this investing thing. It's always a world that is very scary for some people, and I might say intimidating for some, rightfully so, because the terms, the terminology, all these things, some of us have been scammed, so it just becomes a very dicey world. Where do I start?
I think we start right at the beginning of where we would start if we wanted to do anything productive in life, starting by doing a bit of homework and building your knowledge about the world of investing.
Yeah.
Learn about the different investment options that are there. based on the money that you have, and try and figure out what are some of the safe ways of putting money away and allowing it to grow for you. But I think the second point is that, of course, you want to grow with, you want to invest with some kind of a purpose. And it's quite key for you to almost decide on the goals and the things that you're actually investing for.
Yeah.
So is it a short-term investment where you just want your money to grow for something you want to ultimately buy or pay for in a couple of months, maybe some studies at the end of the year or some new equipment or whatever? Or is it a more long-term goal where you're saying, I'd actually like to start saving so that in 2 or 3 years' time, I can put a deposit for a house or, you know, buy a car or travel overseas or whatever. Deciding on your goals will ultimately guide you towards figuring out what is the best instrument for you. So do your homework and build your knowledge. Understand what this world of it. Be clear on the goals that I have. But I think as I'm in the start small and realize that you may have to be investment in order, or rather patient, in order to start seeing that investment yield some result.
Yeah, I think it's the fallacy of investing, where people just invest for the sake of investing, because we went to some sort of seminar and we were hyped up and I started saying, okay, I've got 500 and let me invest, without a purpose, without a drive, not knowing why you are investing. And I think that's what happens most of the time. Is that the case?
Yes, that does. And it's very easy to get caught up in this whirlwind of investment opportunities. And there is, of course, I think in those opportunities, what they do from a positive perspective is that they open people's eyes to the possibilities and the opportunities that are out there. So there's a positive to it. But there's also a negative in that people do get carried away and get caught up in investments which might not be suitable for what your goals are or for what level of investing you should be at, especially if you're a beginner. And it often ends badly where people lose money to scammers or by getting involved in more complicated investments than they have the knowledge for.
Yeah.
And that's why it's quite important to take your time to learn, understand before you jump into investing.
Yeah. Do you think maybe we feel pressured most of the time? Because, I mean, we get into these scams and we invest in these scams because either we're trying to make a quick buck, or maybe we are under financial pressure and so we want this thing to give us as much money as possible, when in fact in the investing world, time is actually a very important consideration.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people feel pressure from various aspects. You've mentioned yourself. Sometimes we're facing financial difficulties and we're trying to figure out how do we make the little money that we have take us much further in a very short period of time. And, you know, economic pressures is one reason why people try to invest, to allow their money to grow ahead of inflation. For example, sometimes it's just societal pressures where you see our friends and families seemingly making money from different investment opportunities, and we want to get on the action as well. So pressure definitely is a contributor. But again, there is a good side of it in that we all often need a bit of a nudge to get involved in things that are good for us. But I do think if we don't approach it in the right way, it can expose us as well.
Yeah, we don't want to sit there. With that then said, are there any basic principles? Now, when I think about principles, I'm thinking maybe the do's and don'ts when one is studying out for the first time. What are those basic principles to always keep in mind?
I think there's a lot of principles we can think about. But I think for me, if I perhaps think about my top three, for a beginner investor, but I think for anyone out there in the investment world, I think number one is really all about the knowledge that you need to accumulate. The investment world can become very complicated very quickly, going from something as simple as a savings account with a slightly higher interest rate, or what we call high yield savings accounts, to the world of cryptocurrencies and unit trusts and some slightly more complicated, you know, vehicles that are out there, derivatives and so forth, some of which I don't even understand myself. So it's quite important for us to take the time to always learn about what's out there, because in that learning journey, the knowledge that you have will guide you towards the right investment for you. I think the second thing that I'll mention very quickly is the principle, like we've said, time is your friend when it comes to investing. So learning about things such as compound interest and how it helps you actually grow your investment is quite key. Because this, again, it is what allows you to realize that the sooner you begin investing, the better it will be for you.
I'm thinking about derivatives as you speak about it. Those things are very complicated, you know, and very, very intimidating. I think if one jumps into it, and I think, in fact, the market, not a lot of market players have caught up to derivatives because of their very complicated nature. And I think with the fact that there's even a high possibility of making a loss on that thing. So I really like the point that you're making, that perhaps maybe a little bit of more time researching these things is very, very important, which will ultimately then save us from scams. Now, are there risks to investing for the first time? And if they are, what should I look out for?
Well, I think you've alluded to it as you closed off your point there. There are scams out there in the world of investing. So being very cautious about investing in anything that seems too good to be true is quite important. So any investment opportunities that offer incredible returns in a very short period of time, I think as a principle, we need to be cautious about that. But of course, you can mitigate that risk by doing your homework, again, learning as much as you can, so that you learn about scams and pyramid schemes and all of those situations that are out there that could potentially trip us up as we try to invest.
Yeah.
But there are other risks as well, such as I think we can think of the economic risks that are out there.
Yeah.
We don't know which way inflation is going to go. We're not always certain about which direction interest rates will go. We're going towards the election year, and all of those political elements could also impact the direction that the economy takes. So making sure that we keep our eye on the market and on the economy and on the things that are happening out in the world around us is quite important as well. One more risk that I'll mention is I think one that we call a diversification risk.
Yeah.
In that if we have put, in fact, it's the risk of putting all of our eggs in one basket, to keep it simple. And that's where you've concentrated your investment in just one way of investing.
Yeah.
All your savings, all your money are sitting in one bank account in one type of investment. And the risk is that if something goes wrong with that one investment, you are completely exposed. So it's quite important that over time, as you learn and understand more about investments, you begin to put your money in different ways of investing, perhaps some short term, some long term, some more liquid, some less accessible, some higher risk, some lower risk. But ultimately, that portfolio of investments should then work in your favor better than having all your eggs in one basket. But those are just, you know, three examples of the risks that we need to be aware of.
Sounds like I need someone like you then. Is that a way to shortchange this whole thing? Because learning these words, terms and all, it might just take me a whole year to even understand. There are people who go to school for years and years to learn about these things. Can't I just shortchange it in that way?
Yes and no. I think you can always work with a registered financial advisor. And those are people who are trained and often licensed to give financial advice, and they can guide you towards making the right investment decisions as well. However, there's also the risk that we then over-rely on them and we don't take the time to do the homework ourselves. And I think in as much as it's often nice for us to have the confidence in someone else driving the car while we're comfortably in the driver's, in the passenger seat, it's also important for us to have our eyes opened and be aware of the things happening around us as well. And that's why we also have a role to play in ensuring that our investments work out. So yes, you can rely on a professional to guide you and to support you as you begin your investment journey. But that doesn't take the responsibility away of doing the homework and making sure that we're up to speed ourselves.
That's a good point that you're making there. Now, short, long-term investment instruments, perhaps what's the difference there and what are the pros and cons for each?
So I think the difference is mainly on what you need to invest for.
Okay.
So the purpose of the investment. If you need to invest money, put it aside so that it grows, but for something that you need in the short term. And short term could be anything from 1 month to maybe 1 year.
Yeah.
You would look at a short-term investment opportunity. On the other hand, if you are comfortable leaving your money locked away to grow for a longer period of time and you don't need it any time in the next year, you're comfortable saving for 2 or 3 years, then you would look at a longer-term investment. And often the difference between the two is that when you invest in the short term, you want the money to be more accessible or more liquid. So you're looking for investments that are more liquid in nature.
Yeah.
They allow you to withdraw your money without any penalties or any waiting period. And because often they are liquid in nature, you often look at investments where there is a lower risk of that money perhaps falling away. So they are lower risk investments, highly liquid investments, which you would look at for short term. On the downside, though, of course, even though there's the benefit that you can access it quickly, the downside is that the returns are often not as great. There's a principle called high risk, high return, low risk, low return. So it's safer, it's more accessible, but the return will often be much, much lower. On the other hand, of course, a long-term investment, you are comfortable leaving the money for longer, so it is less liquid. You often can't access it easily, and that's why sometimes when you have a 60-day notice account, if you try and withdraw that money in 20 days, there will be a little penalty or a waiting period. However, these longer-term investments allow for compound interest to really do its thing. There's often a bit more risk associated to them, but over time you do get a higher return, and they are better off for you at the end of the day.
Does one need to then look at their risk appetite when looking at long and short term investing? And I'm thinking here, I mean, if you are more riskier, perhaps, I don't know, you might want to, you know, get a quick buck and go for those that are more riskier in the short term and long term, whatever. But does the risk appetite play any type of role when deciding to go long or short?
Yes, I think risk appetite does play a role in guiding how you invest. Again, also guided by the purpose of what you're trying to do. If you are investing to grow a little bit of capital that you have access to today, because you definitely need to pay your school fees in 4 months, you can't take a chance that maybe inflation will go up or the exchange rate will change and maybe you'll lose 20% of that money in the short term. So therefore, you will look for something that is less risky. And even though it gives you, you know, 6 or 8% per annum and you get a small return on that investment, you don't want to take any chances. However, if you are looking to save for the deposit for a house which you want to buy in 5 years' time, and you're slowly putting money away, you are less concerned about the risk of the exchange rate going up and down or inflation and so forth, because you do know that over time, the interest will outperform some of those other market volatility factors and allow you to still come out ahead over time. So risk does play a factor depending on what you're investing for.
Yeah. Can one then make money out of investing? I suppose money quickly.
Yes. Again, it does talk a little bit to your appetite for risk. But I think the most structured way I would answer that is by saying yes and no.
Okay.
I think no, because I think as we've both alluded to, good investments usually take time to give you a good return. You need to allow your capital to accumulate. You need to allow the interest and the compound interest to begin to do its thing. And often, if you sign promises of investments that give you quick daily returns and every week invest 100 rand, next week you get 100 back, there is a risk that it's too good to be true and it could be a scam. But that being said, there are legal and valid ways where you could invest and make money very quickly.
Okay.
But often they do come with higher risk. And I talk, I refer to the world of forex investments or cryptocurrencies, or even people who are adept at trading on the stock market. You could make money in the very, very short term. However, I think once again, your level of knowledge and understanding. Important to take your time before, you know, going into spaces where there are short-term high returns, simply because you need to have a good understanding of the risks, a good understanding of how those mechanisms work, and a good understanding of what could go wrong and how you could mitigate against that.
So those are very important. In fact, you know what? On the next episode, I'd really like for us to get into these forex trading cryptocurrencies, because there is quite a lot of people that are getting in there and going in there blindly so. And I think what we can then do, maybe with you if you agree, is explore just the precautionary measures that one has to go in there, because they are legal, like you said. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them or illegal about them. And you can make money very quickly, which is more what we are all prone to, because we are, like I said, in financial trouble, in this and that. And so the quicker I can make a buck or two here and there through legal means is something that I definitely might want to explore. But I do think that maybe on the next episode, we might look at that. Any final thoughts as we ended up today?
Yeah, I think it would be great to have a conversation around some of these, I guess we can call them the more modern investment opportunities that have arisen over the last few years.
Yeah.
Very lucrative, very exciting, but lots of risk and danger associated with them if you don't know what you're doing. So happy to unpack that further. But I think a final thought from me is just to reiterate where we started. You know, investing is very important for everybody, whatever your investment goal is. I think sometimes you're investing for short-term things. Sometimes we're investing all the way for retirement. But I think the main principles are always start early, start small, be patient, be cautious of some of the things that promise you, you know, riches overnight, because there are fraudulent opportunities and scammers out there. But most importantly, take the time to build your knowledge. And I think I'm grateful for platforms such as yours, Tapelo, which do contribute towards people gaining that knowledge. But gaining that knowledge before you go too far into the process is key. So that you are well aware of the opportunities that are out there and you can make the right decision for
definitely. You. Definitely. Thank you so much, Floyd. Really appreciate your time. And we'll take you up on the next episode then.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is Floyd Monetz helping us understand this very important topic.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.